All right, we're going to get you an early edition of Krusty's Corner today because we have the Mike McCarthy press conference coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. Segment here in the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Brian Broaddus, Krusty's Corner. The first installment, we'll get Krusty's Corner 2.0 at 5:20, but thank you to Reliant Heating and Air.
Yeah, that's exactly. Appreciate that, Chief. Thank you very much, Lucius. Great to have you back, man. Ferguson's fumble. I'm going to start with that one. I'm going to do offense first, and then I'll do defense in the 5:20. How about that?
Okay. All right, let's look at the offense.
Look at the offense.
The offense was offensive yesterday.
It was offensive. Ferguson's fumble. I'm going to blame this one on Cooper Rush.
Wow. All right. Let's see how you make this one work. Your anti-ginger stuff is really starting to shine through again.
I'm going to blame Cooper Rush for this because I think this was a terrible choice to throw the ball to Ferguson on this play. To throw the ball inside to Ferguson with three Eagle defenders around him, instead of throwing a ball to the outside with Tolbert 18 yards with nobody there, and the play is designed as kind of a two-read play where you have a deeper route and then the shallow route,
mm-hmm.
He throws that ball to Tolbert. It's a huge play.
Wow.
Instead, he throws the ball inside, and when you watch it on tape, and I'll show it to you when we get done here, I'll pull it up and you'll go, okay, I see what you're talking about here. But he's running to his right. He has nobody in his face. And instead of like downfield, Tolbert 18 yards right between the numbers and the sidelines, nobody near him. And he could see Tolbert. I have no idea why he threw the ball back inside with all that clutter and all those green jerseys around there.
Did he even look at Tolbert, or was he just locked in on Ferguson? He knew that one. Because you're right. I'm looking at the play now. He's got plenty of time. He rolls out to the right. Nolan Smith is like 6 yards away from him.
Can you see Tolbert on the play?
I can't see where Tolbert is on the play.
18 yards down the field.
But, yeah, I see that there's...
It's a two-level read.
Ferguson's surrounded by four green jerseys.
Yeah. And he decides to, like, try and fit a ball into Ferguson with four green jerseys standing right around him. Instead, he could have thrown the ball to Tolbert, like I said, once again for the 18th time, to the outside there. He makes the catch, gets up the field. It's a big play. I blame Cooper Rush for that fumble because that ball should have never gone to Ferguson. Should have never gone to Ferguson.
Something happens to Cooper Rush when he's playing the Eagles.
Yeah. That was a huge, huge mistake on that particular play. All right. Rush is pick six. I'm killing Rush right now, Dan. You get that? You get that feeling?
Yeah, I get that feeling.
You get that feeling?
I get that feeling that you thought he was the better quarterback going into the game, and then he completely assed the bed.
That's why I'm doing radio with you right now, bro.
No, I love it.
I thought he was the better quarterback going into this game, and he really did not play like that.
Bobby co-signed it. Bobby co-signed it.
Huh? That's because I forced him to.
But there's just something, like Rush always plays his worst versus the Eagles.
Yeah. Never again will I ever think that, you know, we didn't think they were going to win.
No, we didn't think the Cowboys were going to win.
No, but anyway. All right, it's pick six. It appears they're playing what they call man free, which is a free safety in the middle of the field, man coverage underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you got a deep safety, and then everybody else is in man coverage. What happens on the play is Gardner Johnson and Bond, the linebacker, this is what happens when you don't have CeeDee Lamb in the game. You could double cover people. Ferguson's getting double covered here.
Okay.
They've got a kind of an in and out coverage on him. What happens though, Ferguson, they're running him inside and they're going to run the slant behind. So Cooper Rush thinks that, okay, Gardner Johnson and Bond are going to go inside with Ferguson, and that's going to open up a window for him to throw the slant. Problem is, Cooper Rush is looking at the slant the whole time. He never looks anywhere else. Like, he is literally takes the snap, and he is just staring at that spot. Gardner Johnson's like, bro, you're staring at this spot. You're about to throw the ball right behind me. Doesn't move. Just doesn't even. You would think, oh, well, hey, man coverage first. Nah. He knows that Ferguson's not going to get that ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he holds his ground. Rush throws the ball anyway. And that's where you get Gardner Johnson standing right there. Like, there was no reason for him to move the way that Cooper Rush set up.
Yeah, you see these quarterbacks and the way that they can get safeties to go one way.
They can kind of keep looking
straight.
They know
they're throwing it back the other way.
They're throwing it back the other way. But he is set up where his eyes are planted on Cooks coming on the slant.
Seems like Cooper Rush was doing a lot of that yesterday, where he was before the snap deciding who he was going to throw it to.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How about this one? Remember when Turpin got the ball on the handoff coming left and looked like he was going to score?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Turpin's got to keep his feet. This is going to be a touchdown.
He's got he's probably got like four or five almost touchdowns.
And just trips over somebody along the way?
Yeah, over the last couple of years.
He just runs
right into the defender or whatever.
Okay. The missed touchdown, I call it the Turpin's missed touchdown in my notes. Hunter Lipke's in the game at fullback, and he's set to the right of the formation. The ball is handed off to Turpin coming left. So what they're doing is they're trying to give you a look like, okay, we're setting up strength to the right, and we're going to run the ball back to the left is what we're going to do here, run it weak side. You get excellent blocks by Adoga and Smith, and then BB actually gets to the second level.
Yeah, he does. I'm watching the play right now.
Yeah. So you got Adoga, Smith, BB, all with blocks.
Lipke with a great block.
Yeah. Brooks gets the final block. You seen that one?
Yeah, he's coming from left to right, sealing off the safety.
Blankenship, like, Brooks comes off the guy he's blocking to go inside to block Blankenship, the safety.
And now it's just Turpin in the corner.
Yeah, except Turpin trips over Brooks's legs.
I was about to say, was that Brooks's legs? Yeah. As Brooks is trying to get the block for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that ends up being, there's no way anybody's chasing him down there. Even though, I'll tell you what, that Cooper DeJean speed is real.
Yeah.
That jumped off the screen on that Chauncey Gardner touchdown.
Uh-huh.
He's just running alongside him. So yeah. DeJean, that would have been a pretty fun foot race there, because DeJean is the one that ends up jumping on Turpin there at the end. But yeah, that's really unfortunate. That would have been a huge play.
That thing is going to go.
That's a house call. 50 yards.
Easy. Easy house call there.
I do like this inside stuff, though. Like, they're getting Turpin between the tackles, and you're getting some good gains. Unfortunately, you left a lot of meat on that bone.
No, you did. You absolutely. All right. Rush's second interception here. Going to talk about that one. Official screwed you on this one.
This is the one before the half?
This was the one that went to deep ball down the middle.
It's like triple coverage.
Yeah, but let me tell you what's going on here. Officials missed the call. You watch the play. Cook's jersey gets grabbed by Mitchell.
Mm.
Like, Cooks doesn't have a chance to run and get the ball because he gets grabbed by Mitchell on the play. Okay? Officials missed the call. Like, he's running by Mitchell, and his jersey gets tugged, which almost brings him to a stop as he's trying to run through it. That's why the ball looked like it was so far down the field.
Yes.
Cooks had no shot. All his momentum got stopped by Mitchell.
He should have sold it more.
He didn't, yeah.
He didn't really sell it. Yeah.
Flop it.
Just, flail a little bit.
Yeah. But you could see on the tape that they grab him. Mitchell grabs him and pulls the jersey, and it just brings him to like a stop. And but the ball's down the field, officials miss it, and unfortunately they don't call the penalty. It should have been illegal contact, defensive holding, pass interference, whatever penalty you want to give for that. Official missed that one. That was a really a terrible terrible miss by those guys. All right. Let's talk about the deep shot to Mingo.
Third and one, baby.
Third and one. This ball was going to go to Mingo all the way. Rush had three options on this play, all of them underneath. He had an option with Ferguson. He had an option with Elliott. And he also had Cooks on the double move on the outside that was able to get open. But this is Mingo on the double move, and it does work.
Mingo's open.
He's open. Mitchell's beat on the play. Mingo's looking for the ball inside. Cooper throws it to the outside. Post-game, Mike McCarthy was talking about wind. I was hearing some whispers the coaches weren't too happy about the throw.
So they wanted him to throw it to Mingo. It was just a bad throw by Rush. Throw. I mean, it hung up in the air for a while.
Bad throw. Yeah.
And like you said, threw it to the sideline when it needed to just go right into the breadbasket.
Yeah. Now, sometimes these quarterbacks are taught to throw the ball outside. I mean, outside of the sideline, so only their guy can go get it.
Unless he's wide open and he has the corner and the safety both beat.
Right. Yeah.
Which was encouraging for Mingo as we look for next year. Like, okay, there's a little something
okay,
there.
Okay, well, let me give you Mingo's 12-yard reception. Here's my final play before we get to McCarthy.
All right.
He had a 12-yard reception this game.
Heck yeah,
This is a really, really nice job of the offensive line sorting out. The Eagles try a 4-man twist up, and the Cowboys do a great job of sorting it out. Rush has got plenty of time. Mingo goes up the field, then back to the inside. Mitchell, the cornerback, can't keep up with him and slides to the turf. So, like, the route, the physicality that Mingo had kind of forced Mitchell to be off balance. And then that way Mingo was able to come back for the ball. Good pass by Cooper Rush. Ball was right there, right where it needed to be.
Snap to Cooper.
But big, big play right there for Mingo. We've been kind of thinking, okay, maybe he could get some plays. Maybe he could get some opportunities here. That was a good route by him. Good protection, good ball, good route, good reception, get you 12 yards. And so, but you didn't get nearly enough of that as the game wore on. So we'll talk about the defense in the when we get to, 5:20 today?
Yeah, Krusty's
Corner.
Some of the
things that happened to them.
2.0 with the defense there. Yeah. Okay, there's your look at the offense. Thank you, Brian Broda, Super Bowl winning scout, each and every day. Usually at 3:40, but we got the McCarthy presser coming up next, so we'll hit that. And then Jock Peterson at some point in the 4 o'clock hour. That's next in the nation.